Yeah, this is probably the most marked story that I think that I will ever, I'll remember this story more so than any other. And it actually directly impacted a lot of us even now. So there was a man on one of the flights, probably, I don't know, eighth or ninth flight, so it was a while ago. But he saw the camera, my camera that I use, and it's very large with the big flash. And he said, "That's a really nice camera." "Well, thank you." And "Yeah, I'm a photographer," he says. "I'm a photographer." And, "Oh, that's awesome." He goes, "I was an executive with Kodak for 36 years. "Oh, wow, that's amazing." "Yep. I was trained in the military to be a photographer. And when I got out and got finished, I went to work for Kodak." "Oh, man, that's amazing. You probably saw a lot of stuff." "Yeah." And I go, "So what did you do with your photography in the military?" And he goes, "Well, I was in England one time. And I was stationed there, and they brought in me and five other photographers with some pilots. And they said, 'We're going to do something here in the next few days, and we need your help.'" Well, they were commanded, of course, to go do it. And they put six planes in the air. Each plane had a photographer. And they said, "We're going to fly you over this little coast in the north part of France, and it's called Normandy. And what we want you to do, we're going to do it at night, and we want you to photograph the entire coast so the Germans don't see you. So we want you to, you're going to fly over this part, you fly over this part," and they assigned them different sections of Normandy. And so they said, "We're sending six of you because we hope that at least one of you will come back." And so sure enough, he was one of the photographers in one of the planes. Six planes went. He said, "We photographed along the coast, and only two planes came back, and his was one of them." And he developed all the images, they printed them, gave them to the superior officers, and that's how they decide what part of the beach they would land on in Normandy. I was like, I cried, because I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't even know what to say. He goes, "Yeah, all the other photographers were killed." And he's like, "But those were the exact images they used to decide where to land." I'm like, that's got to be pretty powerful for you. I mean, look at where we're standing today. And I've been to Normandy myself. And he's like, "Yeah, it's pretty humbling when you think about it." That's all he said. I was just like, oh my gosh. And I will, one other vet sticks out to me. He was 100. And this was last year. And we have what's called a meet and greet. It's the day before, the Sunday before we hit a flight, whatever weekday is comes after that. And we were talking, I guess, "So where did you serve?" I try to, you know, build a little relationship of trust, find out their story so I can tell them to people like you to motivate people to help donate. And he said, "Oh, I served in a little place you wouldn't know. It's called Unalaska, Alaska." And I'm like, "What? You fought the Japanese?" And he's like, "Oh, how do you know that?" And his name was Max, and he was 100. And I go, "Because I'm from Alaska. And in Alaska, we are raised to know about the history of World War II, about Dutch Harbor and Alaska, because the Japanese were there." And I was like, "I can't believe that." He goes, "Yeah, we fought them for however many months." And he goes, we were the ones that basically stopped those bastards," is what he said. He goes, "But we stopped them from invading through Alaska." And I was just like, "May I please shake the hand?" I go, "I grew up in Alaska, and I would not be standing right here if I hadn't." Because, you know, your story's all interwoven. And I said, "You have directly impacted my life, and where I was raised and how I was raised, and thank you." And I think, you know, he's 100. I don't know what he really processed or digested, but it's got to be rewarding 75 years later when you meet someone who's from that place. It's like, I get it, what you did, even though maybe other people don't even know it existed. It was really, I just was thrilled.